Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.
Welcome to the Korea Herald's podcast. I hope you guys are starting off strong and solid on a Monday. Joining me today is Ali from the copy editing desk. Hello.
Hi. Did you have a good weekend?
Hopefully.
Yeah. It is a Monday, but you know, not to be sad on a Monday. Start of a new week and all.
Yeah, spring is nearing.
Yes.
Spring is nearing. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트와 함께 해주셔서 감사합니다. 오늘 제가 준비한 기사는요, 요새 또 많이 유행하고 있는 반반 결혼식에 대한 얘기이고요. 기사 들어가기 전에 알리와 함께 읽고 오겠습니다.
A new equation in sharing costs of marriage. Newlyweds, single men and single women interviewed by the Korea Herald generally envisioned an equal partnership founded on equal contributions, be it financially, in terms of their roles, or both. Yet, in reality, men still pay more to cover the costs of marriage. Women say they are willing to contribute more, but are often limited by practical reasons, such as modest savings. Who pays what for a marriage can be influenced by a complex interplay of factors, involving not only the two individuals tying the knot, their relationship dynamics, and respective financial situations, but also the expectations and contributions of each of their families. Kyung-seok, 34, who got married last year, could assert one thing clearly. The part of the marriage tradition that assigns the responsibility for providing a home to the groom only is obsolete for his generation. Nowadays, young people often discuss the concept of a half-half marriage, meaning equal financial contributions from the two, although he rarely saw couples doing so in reality.
네, 첫 번째 문단을 보시면요. Newlyweds, single men and single women. 신혼부부, 미혼 남성과 여성들은 generally envisioned an equal partnership founded on equal contributions, be it financially in terms of their roles or both. 이분들은 대체로 결혼에 있어서 동등한 파트너십을 추구한다. 재정적으로든 남녀의 역할이든 동등한 기여를 상상하곤 한다. Yet in reality, 그러나 실제로는 men still pay more to cover the cost of marriage. 여전히 남성이 여성보다 더 많은 결혼 비용을 부담하는 경우가 많다. Women say they are willing to contribute more, but are often limited by practical reasons such as modest savings. 여성분들은 더 많이 기여할 의향은 있었으나 절약 등의 실용적인 이유로 그러지 못하는 것으로 나타났다. 여기서 나오는 newlywed는 신혼부부를 의미하고요. envision은 특히 앞으로 바라는 일을 마음속에 그리다 혹은 상상하다로도 이해하실 수 있겠고요. found on은 뭐뭐에 기초하여 설립하다, 그리고 cover은 뭐뭐를 가리다 혹은 부담하다로도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. So the word newlywed is like honeymooner.
Yeah, honeymooner is basically someone that, or a couple
just got
that,
married.
Yeah, just got married. So yeah, newly married couple, recently married, those are other terms, yeah.
And the word envision something is like when you picture mm-hmm. or visualize what your thoughts or your creeds or on something, right?
Yeah, so when you're looking, like when you're thinking about your future, what kind of future do you envision, picture, imagine, or even hope for? Yeah.
And found on something is like depend on or hinge on something?
Yeah, so in this case, it's like based on, right? Yeah, like you said, like hinged on. So that they want a marriage based on, or like it
equal,
starts with.
Right?
Yeah,
something
equal.
Equal.
Yeah.
And when you cover something, it's not like covering up a part, but it's like making up for something
mm-hmm.
or be enough for something.
Yeah, making up for it, paying the costs to make up for something. Yeah.
And in this case, that cost is marriage, obviously.
Yes, yes.
그리고 두 번째 문단을 보시면요. Who pays what for marriage can be influenced by a complex interplay of factors involving not only the two individuals tying the knot, their relationship dynamics and respective financial situations, but also the expectations and contributions of each of their families. 결혼 비용은 그 둘뿐만이 아니라 각 가족의 기대, 기여도 등에 대한 영향을 끼칠 수 있다라는 의미이고요. 여기서 나오는 interplay라는 단어는 상호작용으로 이해하실 수 있겠고요. tie the knot은 결혼하다 혹은 무엇을 매듭 짓다라고 하고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. expectation은 기대, 요구, 그리고 contribution은 뭐뭐에 대한 기여 혹은 이바지로도 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. So the term interplay here is like give and take.
Yeah, it's like there's kind of two, like, or several factors maybe interacting with each other.
Like,
so they're
like
not
something like, it's like a ping pong kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they're not like separate factors mm-hmm. that don't affect each other. These all affect each other.
They're all connected?
Yeah. Yes.
And tying the knot, I think, would be a term that could be new to listeners, but it's like when the two become one.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, yeah, it basically means, right, to just get married. It comes from an old marriage tradition where people actually, like, did tie knots at ceremonies.
That's so cringy.
Yeah, so we don't do that anymore, but that's what we used to do. So that's where it comes from, yeah.
An expectation is like a belief of something, right?
Yeah, and in this case, it's kind of like maybe an anticipation or a hope. So like a family's expectations is what they hope for from the other party, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And maybe like, you know, what their wife or husband could do for their
yes,
family.
Yes,
like
that's
that
right.
Change it as well.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And contribution is like offering.
Yeah,
offering,
yeah,
right?
What they can offer, right? Yes.
And before we move on to mm-hmm. the next paragraph, since
yeah.
also you are married, is this issue also, does this topic or issue kind of apply to Western cultures as well? Or is it something very unique to Korea?
I think it definitely applies mm-hmm. to Western countries. I think it's very common in the West, maybe even more in Korea, to have like both sides earning money, like, mm-hmm. You know, to have both the man and the woman or, you know, both partners in the marriage earning. And so, yeah, but I think the half-half marriage thing is always hard to achieve, no matter where, because unless you're both earning the exact salaries, like, you know, it's always, someone's always going to have to end up contributing more. So I don't think there's much of like a, it's not like a topic, like the sort of like half-half marriage is not really like a topic that's being discussed, I guess, but it's quite common for people to share the costs. Yeah.
But is it normal for like guys to like buy a house or
I mean
pay for the house, you know, when they marry?
Yeah.
Like, there's this culture in Korea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in Korea there's like set roles, right? Of like who pays for what. Mm-hmm. There used to be in the West, as far as I understand, at least in British mm-hmm. culture, it was the woman's family pays for the wedding.
Right.
So and then after that it's the man and his family that kind of take care of her. So there's not sort of any stipulation on buying a house or anything. I guess that is kind of just assumed that the guy is going to do it. But because in the olden days when women didn't work, the man would take care of her for the rest of her life. So as a sort of show of goodwill, I guess, the wife's family would just pay for the wedding. But that doesn't really happen that much anymore. I think now couples themselves pay for the wedding. Yeah.
And do people in, you know, Western cultures, do they kind of like take care of their in-laws like they do in Korea?
I think in Korea, it's, again, it depends on the family. And I think, like, for example, like, Italian families are quite similar to Korean families.
Oh, really?
In that, like, yeah, in-laws are really important. But in the UK, I think people, I think they like their in-laws, but they kind of keep them at a distance. Like, you know, again, depends on the family. But I think it's not as close-knit, maybe, as in Korea.
Well, and are there kind of, like, things that, like in-laws kind of like expect from their daughters or their son-in-law to like do something for them?
No, I don't think so. I think it does definitely depend on the family because some families will. But people, and then when those families, you know, when people marry into those families, they complain about their in-laws lot, right? Because they're like, oh, my mother-in-law expects so much from me. But I think for the most part in the West, like in-laws are fairly hands-off with their children once they're married.
So there's no like 시댁.
No. There's no expectation or
pretty
fewer
free
expectations, I think, than in
Not
Korea.
Like Korea.
Yeah, Korea is definitely a different level.
Yeah. 네, 그리고 세 번째 문단을 보시면요. But Kang Kyung-seok, 34, who got married last year. 그러나 작년에 결혼한 강경석 씨는 could assert one thing clearly. 한 가지 분명히 말할 수 있다. The part of the marriage tradition that assigns the responsibility for providing a home to the groom when only is obsolete for his generation. 신랑이 집을 마련하는 해야 하는 결혼 전통은 구시대적이다. 여기서 말하는 assert는 뭐뭐를 주장하다이고요. assign은 맡기다. groom은 신랑 그리고 obsolete는 구시계이라는 의미입니다. So the word assert, I think the word assert is a bit strong.
Yeah.
So maybe it could be like when you claim, when you try to claim something, when you try to argue about your opinion.
Yeah, it's, yeah, you're saying something that's your opinion. Yeah, claim is a good word or like declare. But like you said, declare and assert are maybe a bit more strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, claim or state something. State.
Mm-hmm. And assign is like when you allocate something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in this case, it's like allocating or like designating the groom's role is to provide the house. Yeah.
And the word groom is obviously husband to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, the man that is going to get married. Yeah.
And obsolete is like old fashioned.
Yeah, out of date.
Out of date.
Yeah, like outdated. No longer in use. Yeah.
그리고 네 번째 문단을 보시면요. Nowadays, 요즘, young people often discuss the concept of a half and half marriage. 젊은 사람들은 반반 결혼이라는 개념을 논의한다. Meaning, equal financial contributions from the two. 두 사람이 동등하게 결혼 비용에 기여를 한다는 의미인데, although he rarely saw couples doing so in reality. 현실에서 그런 부부를 볼 기회가 많이 없었다. 여기서 nowadays는 요즘에는 이라는 의미이고요. discuss는 뭐뭐를 상의하다 혹은 논의하다이고요. rarely는 드물게라는 의미입니다.
So the word nowadays could also be translated as these days mm-hmm. or at the moment, you know.
Yeah, like lately, things that are going on at the moment, yeah.
And discuss is like when you want to talk about something.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like different from talk, because talk...
Oh, right, right.
Right, yeah. Oh, so it's like, you're right in that it's talk about something. Mm-hmm. So that's a key point for, like, listeners to remember. Is like, to talk is like you can just talk without talking, like,
right.
necessarily about a topic, right? But here, this is like talk about something or debate or consider. Yeah.
And rarely is like very seldomly, mm-hmm. hardly ever.
Yeah, like, yeah, hardly ever, infrequently, scarcely. It doesn't happen a lot. Yeah.
네, 그럼 기사 마무리하기 전에 알리와 다시 한번 읽고 오겠습니다.
Newlyweds, single men and single women interviewed by the Korea Herald generally envisioned an equal partnership founded on equal contributions, be it financially, in terms of their roles, or both. Yet, in reality, men still pay more to cover the costs of marriage. Women say they are willing to contribute more, but are often limited by practical reasons, such as modest savings. Who pays what for a marriage can be influenced by a complex interplay of factors, involving not only the two individuals tying the knot, their relationship dynamics and respective financial situations, but also the expectations and contributions of each of their families. But Kang Kyung-seok, 34, who got married last year, could assert one thing clearly. The part of the marriage tradition that assigns the responsibility for providing a home to the groom only is obsolete for his generation. Nowadays, young people often discuss the concept of a half-half marriage, meaning equal financial contributions from the two, although he rarely saw couples doing so in reality.
Thank you for joining this week's podcast. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a great week.